You understand your Fifth Amendment rights?
Of course.
And you have waived them?
Apparently. I'm here. I'm talking.
Titters from the grand jury. LeJudas laid down his pad, and with it he seemed to set aside his game plan for a moment. Mr. Barber,
Andy,
could I just ask you something? Why not invoke them? Why not remain silent?
The next sentence he left unsaid. That's what I would do.
I thought for a moment that this was a tactic, a bit of play-acting, but LeJudas seemed to mean it. He was worried I was up to something. He did not want to be tricked, to look like a fool. I said, I have no desire to remain silent. I want the truth to come out.
No matter what?
I believe in the system, same as you, same as everyone here. Now, this was not exactly true. I do not believe in the court system. At least I do not think it is especially good at finding the truth. No lawyer does. We have all seen too many mistakes, too many bad results. A jury verdict is just a guess. A well-intentioned guess, generally, but you simply cannot tell fact from fiction by taking a vote. And yet, despite all that, I do believe in the power of the ritual. I believe in the religious symbolism, the black robes, the marble-columned courthouses like Greek temples. When we hold a trial, we are saying a mass. We are praying together to do what is right and to be protected from danger. And that is worth doing whether or not our prayers are actually heard. Of course, LeJudas did not go in for that sort of solemn bullshit. He lived in the lawyer's binary world, guilty or not guilty, and he was determined to keep me pinned there.
You believe in the system, do you?
He sniffed. All right, Andy, let's get back to it then. We'll let the system do its work. He gave the jury a knowing, smart-ass look. Attaboy, Neil. Don't let the witness jump into bed with the jury. You jump into bed with the jury. Jump in there and snuggle right up beside them under the blanket and leave the witness out in the cold. I smirked. I would have stood up and applauded if I'd been allowed to, because I taught him to do precisely this. Why deny myself a little fatherly pride? I must not have been all bad. I turned Neil LeJudas into a half-decent lawyer, after all. So go on already, I said, nuzzling the jury's neck. Stop screwing around and get on with it, Neil. He gave me a look, then picked up his yellow pad again and scanned it, looking for his place. I could practically read the thoughts spelled out across his forehead. Lure, trap, fuck. Okay, he said. Let's pick it up at the aftermath of the murder.